Sakina was the young daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Lady Rabab alayhi salam. Sakina is known in some cultures as Ruqayya. She was also the older sister of Ali Asghar. He was just a small baby at the time. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was going in a long journey toward the city of Kufa, Sakina and Ali Asghar, along with their mother Rabab, went with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What an exciting journey this would be! Sakina had never been on such a long journey. And well, this was Ali Asghar's first journey in his old life, because he was just a newborn baby. I wonder what the city of Kufa is like. What amazing things will we see on the journey? A journey to the city where grandfather Imam Ali alayhi salam lived in for some years. The journey from Medina to Karbala was truly long. A month-long journey that seemed like it would never end. The caravan even went to the city of Mecca. The house of Allah was so beautiful. But for some reason, father had to leave the city sooner than expected. Water to the tents had been stopped. What a horrible thing to do. We wondered what would happen to us. How could we survive without water? And what would happen to Ali Asghar? He was just a small baby after all. Eventually, the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam stopped in the land of Karbala. Thousands of enemy forces had begun to gather. We wondered what was going on. Father seemed to be preoccupied by something, but he was glowing like a beautiful moon. As the nights and days became uncomfortably hot, Ali Asghar began to cry more than usual. He seemed really upset about something, and it wasn't just the fact that there wasn't any water. Mother would keep the two of us close to her, soothing our fear and our thirst. Eventually, the sun rose on the day of Ashura. Ali Akbar gave a beautiful azan. When morning came around, the heat was unbearable, even though it was still in the early hours of morning. One by one, the friends and companions of father went to the battlefield. They all fought in the defense of their imam, and they were martyred for the sake of Allah. All of a sudden, Ali Asghar began to cry more than usual. He threw himself out of his crib, and then father came into our tent. He asked us what was all the commotion. We told him Ali Asghar had thrown himself out of the crib. Father picked up the baby in his arms, and he whispered something in his little ears. Ali Asghar began to smile, but he was so thirsty. Mother got Ali Asghar ready and handed him over to father. Father took Ali Asghar with him out in the tent. We prayed that somebody would give baby Ali Asghar some water. He only needed a few drops.